Everyone has a brand they don't like for one reason or another. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Cheng Zong, assistant professor of marketing at the University of Dayton, explores why and what companies can do about it.
Most people have experienced brand hate, a strong negative emotion toward the brand. They might have complained to a friend about it, or post on social media, even boycott it. Brand hate can stem from a negative experience a customer had with a company, or it can happen when the public thinks a business has done something irresponsible, unethical, or illegal. It can be costly for the customer, who then has to search for another brand to trust, and it can severely impact a business. Think of the massive Southwest Airlines disruption during the Christmas of 2022, which ruined people's holidays and triggered a widespread brand hate. Southwest saw extended negative publicity and losses in the stock market. My colleagues and I set out to understand how an organization might address this issue by studying the smartphone industry. We looked specifically at whether a company's complaint handling system can make a difference. We find complaint handling is important and it can allow a company to regain customer trust and satisfaction. Effective complaint handling means effective communication in a timely manner, such as a sincere apology for a brand's mistakes. Complaint handling can work to lessen brand hate when it's by symbolic incongruity, meaning someone thinks the brand doesn't reflect who I am. It can also work when the cause of hate is incompatible ideology, meaning a customer's ideals don't match that of the brand, for example, on a moral issue. But there are limits. If a customer already has one negative past experience with a brand, then complaint handling does not play an effective role in overcoming brand hate. And if a person feels brand hate because they think the company has been socially irresponsible and acted unethically to harm society in some way, then complaint handling won't make a difference.
That was Cheng Zong of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.